back a little bit to Uziah, who got Saras for being mafter, trying to be mafter the Ksiris. So there's two things that I saw. Number one, the Sipurna says in Parshas Mitzayra, in Parak Yadal or Pasuk Yadbeis, see, Mitzayra, after he becomes tar, brings three karbonas, the Chatas, the Nasham, and the Ayla. And the question is why he brings these different karbonas. So, one of the things that Zipporna points out is that two of the main reasons why Tzaras comes, one is for Lashon Hara, as we all know, and the second one is for Gaiva, for Gassus HaRuach. And one of the proofs that he brings is Zipporna, he says, Uchvar Siper HaKasuv, the pasuk, the Navi has already told us al Uziyahu, about Uziyah, but Amra, it says in Divrei Yamim, so when he became strong, we said this pasuk last time, he became a very big Baal Gaiva. So we said, it sounds like from the Radak, that the reason he got Saras was for being Chaylik ala Kahuna and the Katiris. The Sipurna here is saying that he's getting Saras because of his Gaiva. What led him to want to bring the Ketiris was his Gaiva, and the punishment for that was the Tzaras. That's the Sipurna here in Parshas Mitzayra. The Meshech Lachman, then the Parshas Hazria, he has a different dinyan, and he talks about how there's different types of Tzaras, and they are Mida Keneg and Mida. And depending on which type of Tzaras is which type of Avera the person did, and even on the person himself, when he gets Tzaras, so then, depending on where he got Tzaras on his body, may also be an indication of what his Avera was. So the Meshech Chachmah says that a Nega, Tzaras on a person's head, his Lashon is, Vadai hu meshubish v'kayach ha-seichel u'bedei ha-zaret. There's obviously something wrong in his Seichel, that his Amunah, his Deis, are incorrect. And that's why the Tzaras comes on his head, Mokem HaMachshava U'Mishkan HaSeichel, the place where his brain is. If his Chet would have been Midais or other things, it would have come on the rest of his body. But if it was a Chet in Deis, that's why it came on his head. Gaiva, says the Meshech Chachmah, is an Avera B'Seichel. And that's why it leads to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also Avera B'Seichel. Deyes. So Gaiva and Ram Levav Chavishach Achta, the Torah says many times, Gaiva always leads to Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Lachain, says the Meshech Chachmah, Be'uziyah, Hatzarat Zarchai B'Metzchai, why was it on his forehead? Why was it on his head? Makayim HaMachshava, because again, it had to do with his Gassus HaRuach. Seems clear from the Meshech Chachmah, he's also saying it has to do with the Gassus HaRuach. And therefore, that's why the Tzaras came B'Metzchai on his head, because that's the Makayim HaMachshava, and that is where the Avera of Gassus HaRuach is. Yeah?
Isn't it really like all
there's
some
sources
in Gaiva?
Yes, no, maybe, I don't know.
What? Like?
No, there's Taiva too. Okay, now back to Perek Tezayin. So what happened was, we're back to the king Achaz here, and Achaz was in Damasek, and he saw this Mizbeach, and he sent the plans back to Uriah Kayin. Uriah Kayin made this big Mizbeach, so we said in Pasuk Yud Gimel, he brought Karbonis on it. And in Pasuk Yud Dalet it says, Ve'es Mizbeach HaNechayishet Asher Lifnei Hashem. Now, we'll see the Mepharshim have a big problem what to do with these words. But the Pashup Shad understanding it is, Ve'et ha-mizbeach ha-nechayshes asher lifnei Hashem. And in regards to the mizbeach ha-nechayshes asher lifnei Hashem, meaning, there is a mizbeach there. Shlaim HaMelech built a mizbeach. It's a gigantic mizbeach. Well, what did he do with it? So what did he do with it? Vayakrev me'eis p'nei habayit. He brought close from in front of the house, Mibein HaMizbeach Umibein Beis Hashem. Most Mefarshim learn as follows. What's Vayakriv? What did he bring close? This is really Rashi's problem, and Rashi learns different than everyone else. But all the Mefarshim say, you cannot say Vayakriv means the Mizbeach HaNefashis. You can't move the Mizbeach HaNefashis. It doesn't move. It's a gigantic Mizbeach. 10 Amis by 10 Amis by 10 Amis. It's gigantic. You can't move it. Everyone asks this question. It's impossible to move. So Vayakrev is referring to the new Mizbeach. This new Mizbeach that he built. He brought it closer to the Heichal, between the Mizbeach and the Beis Hashem. Meaning, there's the Heichal, which it has in it, the Meshulchan and the Menorah and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, etc. Outside is the big gigantic Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzon. There should be nothing between the Mizbeach and the doorway into the Heichal. He wanted his Mizbeach to be closer to the Heichal, so he put it in between the Beis Hashem and the Mizbeach. So that's what it means. Beis HaMizbeach HaNechoshes. In regards to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, Vayakrev, he took his new Mizbeach and put it between Mibein HaMizbeach and Mibein Beis Hashem. Which part? Where was it? Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofeina. And the northern side of the old Mizbeach, he placed the new Mizbeach. But where was it situated? In between, closer to the Beis Hashem than the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, because he wants to show that this is the real Mizbeach now. Not only that, what did he do? Vayitaveyu HaMelech Ochaz Azuri HaKayin Leymar Al Mizbeach HaGadol, on this new Mizbeach, which the Mitzudah says that he made it even bigger than Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach. He made it bigger than Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach. And he said, on this new big Mizbeach, Hakteris Oilus HaBoiker, the carbon atomic in the morning, you bring it there. Mincha Soira, the carbon Shalbein Arbayim, the new Mizbeach. Ves Oilus HaMelech, Ves Mincha Soi. Whenever the king wants to bring a carbon, I'm there. Ves Oilus Kalam Arts, Mincha Soi Minizkeyam, V'chol Dam Oilu, V'chol Dam Zerach, all of Tizrei. Any carbonus anyone ever wants to bring, it's on this new Mizbeach that it's in the form, this Mizbeach that was made in the form of this Mizbeach to Avodah Zarah in Damascus. Mizbeach HaNechoshes, now what about the old Mizbeach? Yehli Lebakir, if I'm ever in the mood that I want to visit it, meaning, if I'm ever in the mood that I want to bring a carbon, I'll bring a carbon there. But that is now second class. It's not the main Mizbeach anymore. There's one Mizbeach. And the regular Mizbeach is this new Mizbeach. Vayas Uriah HaKayin Kechol Asher Tziva HaMelech Ochaz. And Uriah HaKayin did it. He continued Ochaz. Vayikatzeitz HaMelech Ochaz Et HaMizkirois HaMechoinois. What are those? That's a good question. Shlomo HaMelech had made different types of kiyores, like faucets and basins, and a mechain l'shiftecha. Mechain is a base. They had a base to them. All these things had a base on the bottom that it sat on top of it. Miskeres is like the decorations that are around. Miskeres is like a crown, like the decoration that are around, or the trim that's around the mechainos. So he removed those. Vayikatzis means really he cut them off. He destroyed them. Vayaser me'aleim, and he removed them from them. Ves hakiyar. He also, from every base, he removed the top part, the kiyar, which is like the basin that's on top. Ves hayam, there was one thing called the yam, was a big like mikveh, like big bathtub, b'shalem ha'malach. A gigantic like mikveh that he made, also that was set on a base. He took that off. Hayrid me'ala bakar nechayshar shetachtel. That was had like forms of like animals on the bottom, or like its feet, the bakar. So he took that off. That was on the bottom of the yam. The yam was like this big mikvah. And he put all these things onto the ground, onto the stone of the floor, meaning he was like removing and destroying things here. Not only that, the Hayes, Moisa Hashabbos, Asher Bonu Bavayis. It was a special place. See, on Shabbos, the shifts of Kehanim changed. The new Kehanim started working on Shabbos afternoon, and the old Kehanim, so they would leave, but they can't leave on Shabbos. They've stuck with them, and who knows where they live. So they would stay in the Beis HaMikdash until Shabbos was over. So they had built a special, Rashi says, God oil us will tell. It was like a canopy, a roof, an overhang, that they would sit under there while they waited till Shabbos was over, so they would leave. He destroyed that. Bes mivoy hamelech hachitzayna heisev beis Hashem. And there was an entrance way, as we know, from the Beis HaMelech, from the palace to the Beis Hashem. He got rid of that entrance way. Mipnei Melech Asher. Now here the pasuk says, why did he do it? Because of the Melech of Asher. So Rashi learns that it's going back on all the things from before. He claimed the reason he was doing it was that if you have this beautiful, splendid, all these kalim that are so beautiful, Melech Asher is going to want them, he's going to take them. So he ruined them all in order that no one should ever want them. He broke them all to pieces, no one should want them. The door, he didn't want Melech Asher to know where the door to the palace is. If he ever needs a quick escape, he made a different exit and entrance that's not as, I guess, as clear, as open, or as public. So if Melech Asher ever comes, he'd be safe from him. Yeah. That's what he claimed. But the Malvin here says, and the truth is, his lashon is, ba'ayfen sheshina kol inyanei klei hamikdash v'inyanim. He went around and just started changing lots of things. However, his, you know, whatever he was in the mood of, he changed it. Kifi chayfetz rucha. Now that's a big problem, because the Beis HaMikdash was built up in Nevuah. There's a passage that says, Hakol miyad Hashem alai haskel. Everything, the whole surah of the Beis HaMikdash, Rishon and Sheni, was alpi Nevuah. The measurements and everything. If you go and start changing things, that means you don't believe in the Nevuah. So this was his way of showing I'm in charge. Wasn't just Stam to change things in the Beis HaMikdash. It was his way of showing that I don't believe in that. I don't believe that the Rebbein Shalom decided, hey, you go bring, he brought his own Mizbeach in here. Right? And this is a continuation of his Kfira about Kaddish Baruch Hu and in his Nevuah. And the Radak says, his Lashon is, everything was done Derech Bizayin, in a shameful way, that he's being mevaza the kelim, the hachotza, in a way of trying to make someone angry, lahachis, to make angry, just like he did with the mizbeach. He was doing the lahachis. He take a new mizbeach from Damasek, put it in front of the mizbeach of Hashem, say this is now the main mizbeach. That shows lahachis. Everything here was done lahachis as Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Eventually what happened was, the Radak points out, the Malbim, it's really from Divrei HaYamim, eventually he was kava as Haneris, he stopped lighting the menorah. Sogar dalso is beis Hashem, and it came to a point that not only did he bring the snuvas back in, break down the kalim, it came to a point he was mevatel the menorah, and he eventually lacked the Beis Hamikdash. Sogar dalsoif Beis Hashem, the pasuk says. He closed the doors. There's no more Beis Hamikdash, and instead he built mizbechais b'chol pina b'Yerushalayim. Every corner in Yerushalayim he built a mizbech. So this was a process. It started off with bringing mizbech into the Beis Hashem, bringing the karbanos and that mizbech, destroying the kelim, changing things around. And slowly but surely he stopped doing the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. No more menorah, no more mizbech. Closed the doors, we're done. He locked the Beis Hamikdash, we're done. It's worse, I mean, it's similar. It's worse because it sounds like it was Tavay Zara. This is what he did. V'yaser divrei achaz asher asa aleim ksuvim asefer divrei hayam l'malach Yehuda. Everything else that he did, you can look over there. He had a son named Chizkio, and we'll get to Chizkio a little later. So he, this was pretty bad for Malchus Yehuda. This was pretty bad. Malchus Yehuda, as bad as they got, most of the time was just bamos. Once in a while, you had one who served the Avodah Zarah, but to really go into the Beis Hashem and do what he did, this is really as bad as it gets. So now, what happened? Now we move back to Malchus Yisrael, and I'm going to correct something that I said last time, Legabe, the Gullus of Reuven, Gad, and Chatzisheva, and Menashe, that comes a little bit more clear over here. Mishnah Shteim Esrei Alachaz Melech Yehuda, while Alachaz was being the king, so Molach Hashem ben Ela b'Shaimram Ma'Yisrael Teisha Shanim. Hashem ben Ela became the king over Shaimram for 9 years. And that's, if you look at your sheet, Hashem ben Ela is the last king in Malchus Yisrael, and this is going to be the Gullus of Saras HaShvatim. Now, Chazal tell us, and Rashi speaks about it over here, Rashi brings down, and the first Rashi here is a long Rashi, towards the middle of the Rashi, Rashi says, Shalosh Golyas Galu Aseres HaShvatim. The Aseres HaShvatim went in 3 stages into Golos. Bishnas Esrim Lepekach Kamay Shekasim Lemaila. Earlier, and this is where we said it last time, in Parak Tezvav Pasuk Chav Tes, it says that in the days of Pekach Melech Yisrael, which was the king right before, Pileser Melech Asher came, and he took these cities, Iyain, Ovel, Beis Macha, Gilad, Galil, Kol Eretz Naphtali, Vayagle, Mashura. So Rashi tells us that was the first Golos. That was not Reuven, Gad, and Chatzisheva, Menashe. I made a mistake. That was the first, those cities, Kol Eretz Naphtali, that was sent first into Golos in the 20th year of Pekah.
So there were some Golos before Reuven, Gad, and Chatzisheva,
Menashe. Right. That was in his last year. So really, the truth is, on this paper, it's incorrect. Because in Pekach was only this first Galus of Gila. Says Rashi here, that now, in the 12th year of Achaz Melech Yehuda, which is the first year of Hoshea, then he put into Galus Reuven, Gad, and Chatzisheva, Menashe.
Who put
them
into Galus?
From Melech Asher. So that's what Rashi says, that Vizel Yeshnas Ho'arba La'achaz, it was in the 4th year of Achaz, the first Galus. The first Galus was in the 4th year of Achaz. Shah Shmaina Shanim, Melech Asher waited 8 years to the 12th year of Achaz, which is our pasuk, Mishnah Shtei Mesrei L'Achaz. He came again, Ba'aleim, Shnat Yabez L'Achaz, V'higleim, L'Ruveini V'Lagadi. That's when Reuven and Gad went into Galus. And then, says Rashi, when Hashem ben Allah saw this, I'm sorry, when we'll see in a moment that the Melech Asher then saw that Hashem was rebelling against him, and that's going to be the next couple of psukim, is when he's then going to come and lay siege, and as we'll see in a moment, then will be the rest of the Aseret HaShvatim going into Golus. So it was three periods. First was Eretz Naphtali, then it was Golus of Reuben and Gad, and then it will be the rest of everyone else. So over here it says that in the 12th year, Malach Hashem ben Elah b'Shem Yisrael Teisha Shanim, Vayasara ben Hashem. Now he wasn't good. Rak loike Malach Yisrael asher hayu lefanim. But he was better than other Malach Yisrael. He wasn't like the Malach Yisrael that were earlier. Now Olav Olav Shalmaneser Malach Asher, that Shalmaneser Malach Asher came. Vayhi loy Hashem Eved Vayoshev loy Mincha. Hosea became an Eved to him, and Hosea used to give him a mincha. Every year he would send him a present. Now, what did he do that was better? What do you mean, rak like a Malchi Yisrael? Says Rashi, if you remember, Yeravam and Nevad, all the way back in the beginning, set up guards on the roads that no one's allowed to be Oyla Rega. He didn't want anyone going to Yerushalayim because he was nervous that maybe they'll rebel against him. They'll go back to Malchus Yehuda. And that was the limud zchus, quote unquote, for all the Malchi Yisrael, even the good ones, that were never mevatel, the agolos, that they deserve, Yerubim and Nevad, because they're always nervous about their malucha. Came along, who is this over here? Hosea, and he was mevatel all the guards. Why, says Rashi? Vizeh bitlan. He got rid of all the guards. You want to go up to Yerushalayim? No problem. You know why he got rid of the guards, says Rashi? Shlevisha golu egle hazov kvar b'shtei golyus. The golus rishayna, vayikach es ioin bezdan, higla egel shebedan, uvishniya kishagolu ruvim vigan, not the legal shebeveiskel, beitel. Where was Davai Dezara where Yeravam wanted them to be Eila Regal instead? There were two places. One was in Dan and one was in Basel. Right? Well, the first two Golas that happened to Klai Yisrael, the first one was Dan, so it was the end of that. There was no more quote-unquote temple in Dan anymore. You can't go be Eila Regal there. Basel, that was the second Golas, Reuven and Gad. So the two places where Yeravam claimed to go, the Eila Regel, the new place Hashem wants them to go, instead of Yerushalayim, and that's why they were guards that never let them go to Yerushalayim. What are you going to Yerushalayim for? We have our own Beit HaMikdash. You can go to Beit El, you go to Dan, and bring karbanos there. They don't exist anymore. Melech Asher took them to Golus with him. They don't exist anymore. Now, so what? There's no point in having guards anymore. If you have nowhere else to go, what's he having guards for? So Kri came along and he said, listen, you might as well be Eila Regel. If you can't have our Avodah Zarah anymore, you might as well be Eila Regel. But what happened? Veheim nimnu milalis Regel. Klai Yisrael had no more excuse. See, till now, Klai Yisrael could always claim, how can we be Eila Regel? They don't let us. We can't be Eila Regel. They don't let us. But now they let you, and no one went. That's why the Chasimah's Gemara didn't happen in his days. Because till now they blame the kings. They don't let us go. This generation had no one to be tailing in because there's no more Avodah Zarah. And he stopped it. He let you go. And you don't want to go? That's it. The Chasimah's Gemara din in his days. And therefore, that's why there was going to be the goals of the rest of the Aseret HaShvatim, the Yamav. So he was good, in a way. He got rid of these things. Now, when did this happen? What day did he finally get rid of these things? Was Tu B'Av, the Radak says. That's one of the Yom Tovim of Chamisha Asur B'Av, is that he was Mevatel, the borders and the guards that didn't allow them to go up to Yerushalayim. I guess in one way it's a yantif, and at the same time it ended up being to the downfall of Klal Yisrael. Now Now what happened? Vayimtza Melech Asher b'Hoshea Kesher. Melech Asher found out that Hoshea wants to rebel. Asher Sholach Malachim al Tzai Melech Mitzrayim. He sent messengers to Tzai Melech Mitzrayim to help him out. And not only that, v'Lehela Mincha l'Melech Asher k'shana b'shana. Part of his rebellion is he did stop sending his presents every year. So v'Yatreo Melech Asher v'Asher b'Sekela, he went and he took him and he put him in jail. Bayal Melech Asher b'chol ha'aretz. So Melech Asher now decided it's time to take over. Bayal Shimron, he went up to Shimron. Bayal Shalashanim, he laid siege to Shimron for 3 years. Bishnas Hachiz Loishaya, and in the 9th year of Loishaya, Lochad Melech Asher Shimron. Melech Asher captured Shimron. Bayogel Yisrael Ashura, and he put Klal Yisrael the Golus to Asher. This is the third and final Golus of the Atheres Hashvatim to Asher. And he resettled them in these cities over there, Bachlach, Vechavar, Nargoyz, and Varimadeh, all these different cities. Question, yeah?
Why do people say that some
prayer was to the children's belt? Here it says
Shalmaneser,
you mean?
Yeah.
Maybe this is some prayer. Maybe it's the same person. Maybe it has two names. I didn't think about it. Let me look around to see if I haven't seen anyone say it, but that would be the obvious answer. That would be that would seem to be the obvious answer. That it's the same person.
So
yeah.
Sent messengers to Mitzrayim or Hoshea?
No, Hoshea did to help him out. Now the pasuk here, it's unbelievable what goes on here. From now, from pasuk Zion, forever. Till Pasuk Avdal, we'll see in a moment. The Navi now gives the synopsis of why this is happening. Vayihi kichatu b'nei Yisrael Hashem l'keyim. Hamal lo yisal meretz mitayim mitachas yad parim melech Mitzrayim. And it was when Klal Yisrael sinned to Hashem who took them out of Mitzrayim. Vayiru elohim acherim. And they feared and they served other gods. Vayelchu b'chukas hagoyim. And they went in the ways of the goyim asher hayosh Hashem lifnei b'nei Yisrael. Umalti Yisrael Asher Asu. So they went in the chukas of the Goyim. Vayichapu v'nei Yisrael dvar masher loichein. Vayichapu means, Rashi says it's a lashon of badol, a lashon of a lie. They made up something. So they said things, dvar masher loichein, things that are not true, al Hashem loicheim, about Hashem. And what did they say? So Chazal tell us that they said that Hashem left the world. Those of Hashem is Haaretz. Yechezkel, it says, they would say, Ein Hashem Raya Yisan, was of Hashem is Haaretz. They were Makish and Yediyas Hashem and Ashkachat Hashem. Yisayidah Samuna. They said Hashem doesn't pay attention anymore. That was Yechezkel Hanavi. Yeshayahu Hanavi said that they said, Mi rayeinu, mi yadeinu, who sees us and who knows what we're doing? The Radak then learns that into Vayachpu. Another way of learning Vayachpu, besides a lie, like the Metzudas learns, it's a lashon of in secret, Beseser. Vayachpu is like, Chafui is like a hidden thing, a covered over thing. So they said things Beseser. So the way the Radak learns is, Sheistiru ha-yediyah me-habayre. They concealed yediyah from Hashem. As if it's saying that Hashem doesn't have yediyah, he doesn't have yediyah, he doesn't have hashkacha. That's vayachpu. So they said these things about Hashem, vayivnu lem bama yispukol eireyem. They built Bamites in all their cities, Migdal Naitzim, Adir Mivsar, all different cities. Vayatzivul em Matzevas Vasherim, they set up Matzeva for Karbanas also, Asherim, these are all for Avodah Zarah, and Asherah tree is a tree that served as Avodah Zarah. I'll call Gibla Gvaya, like we said, in every high place, Vesachas, Kaleitranan, and under any big tree. Vayikatru shamachal abamayis, and they burn things there. Kagayim asher glashem ifneim, like the goyim that Hashem had exiled them in front of Klal Yisrael, the Zayin Amin, they're acting like them. Vayasidvarim roim lachas Hashem. Vayavdu agilulim. And they served Avay Dutzor Hashem, Hashem lehem leisasas adavra zeh. That Hashem said, don't do it. Vayyar Hashem Yisrael Yehuda. And Hashem warned them. He gave them his warning. Biyad kol neviyot. In the hands of all his neviyim. Kol Chayza Lamer, each and every Navi said, Shuvu midarkeichem aroim, tu tshuva, v'shimru mitzvaytzeichu kaysay, k'chol atayra shetiviyis avizeichem, v'asher shalachti aleichem yadavad anaviyin, v'loi shameh, they didn't want to listen, v'yakshu zarpan, k'ayru v'avaytum asher leiminu v'ashem lekeim, like they were stiff-necked, they were had azus, they didn't want to listen, like their forefathers. V'ayimasu eskukav esbrisay, and they were disgusted with his chukim, with his halachas, with his Torah, and his bris, Asher Karas is Avaisam, that he made with Klal Yisrael. They said, Vaisav Asher Heid Behem, and also his Eidus, his testimony, meaning his advisor, his Torah, that he told them, Vayelchu Acharei Hevel, they went after the nothingness, Vayabalu, and they became nothing, Vayacharei Agayim Asher Srivaisam Asher Tziva, Hashem Aisam, Levil Biasis Behem. Vayazu is called Mitzvah Hashem Lekeem Vayasam Aseicha Shnei Agolim. They made these two Agolim. Vayasu Asherah. They made an Asherah. Vayishtachu Lechol Tzua Hashemayim. Vayavdu Asabol. Vayaviris Bnei Amis Bnei Seyam Baish. Vayiksimu Ksamim. Vayinachashu. These are all the types of magic. Kishuv and Nichush that the Torah says you can't do. Vayitzmakru Lasis Arav Bnei Hashem. And they constantly did Rav Bnei Hashem Lachisot. Vayistanef Hashem Moed B'Yisrael, Hashem got very angry, Vayitzirim Me'alponav, he removed them from in front of him. Loi Nisha Rak Sheve Yehuda Levadei. Only Sheve Yehuda is left, Aseret HaShvatim is gone. Obviously Sheve Ben Yamin also, but Sheve Ben Yamin was small, the Radak says, and they're like Tafel, they're like secondary to Sheve Yehuda, they're included in Sheve Yehuda. Now, before we even go further, two things here. Right here in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, Vayiksimu Ksamim, Vayinacheshu, now, the Navi is contrasting here that the Nevi'i Hashem they didn't listen to. What the Kaisim Ksamim Menachesh wants to see the future? It tells, don't do this, don't act like this. That's Kishon. And that they followed. That they listened to. But the Navi, who's the Dvar Hashem, who's telling you what's really going to happen and it's going to happen, that they didn't listen to. So besides for the Avera in itself, it shows a contradiction in them themselves. The Navi you don't want to listen to, but the Kaisim and the Menachesh, that they did listen to. That's number one. And number two, back in Pasuk Gimel, if you see, Biyad Kol Nevi, whatever it's supposed to say there, but there's a Korean Ksiv there. Nevi A, probably. It's Nevi A as a Ksiv, as a Kri, I'm sorry, and Nevi I as a Lashon, as a the way it's written. Now Nevi I is a Lashon Yachid. So the Radak says, Uvidrash Biyad Kol Nevi I, why is the Lashon singular? Because Chazal tell us, and it's really a pasuk somewhere else in Navi, that says that how many Nevi'im did HaKadosh Baruch Hu send to Klal Yisrael? So Gemara says, Kiflaim ki Yaitzim Mitzrayim. Twice the amount of Yaitzim Mitzrayim. So 600,000 times 2, 1.2 million Nevi'im. Hashkeim v'harev. One in the morning and one in the night. Every morning and every night, another Navi came to give Teichacha to Klal Yisrael. So that's why Biyad called Nevi'oi is a Lashon Yachid to show you there was constantly individual Nevi'im every morning, every night. Another Navi was sent to Klal Yisrael to try to get them to do tshuva. One of the reasons for this was in order that there should be no person in Klal Yisrael that ever could say that, well, you know, that Navi didn't understand exactly how he was speaking. He had a different way of talking than I speak. You know, he had like Chassidish Yiddish, and I speak like a Litvish Yiddish, or he's an Hungarian, and I'm Polish, or I'm a Yeki, or whatever it is. I can't relate with the niggin that he was using to talk. Every person in Klal Yisrael, there was a Navi there that could have touched him if he really wanted to. If we have time, when we finish, get towards the end, when we get towards the actually Korban HaBayis, perhaps we'll see that the Mefarshim show that Klal Yisrael did things bedafka to make themselves immune from the Musar of the Navi. They did not want to hear the Navi. They got drunk in the morning, got drunk in the night, so they shouldn't hear the Navi. The guy speaks about different musical instruments that they played that has a hashpa on the person's guf, that he then is not nispoil. He does not react to different types of Musar that comes to him, and so on and so forth. Klal Yisrael went out of their way to fight against this nevuah, these neviim that came every single day, hashkim v'harif. So that is, but that's the lashon over there. Nevi'ai, it was many neviim, but each one individually is a single form. So that's Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm done. He got angry. Now the pasuk says, Gam Yehuda leshamer tzvitz Hashem lekem. Yehuda wasn't too great either. However, Hashem didn't destroy them yet. Yeah?
What else is Nefal
The Yetzer Hara of Avodah
Zarah. But why is it now so much... So, like, why are they doing this
specific thing
now?
It's not now. We're relating over all of the history for the last however many hundreds of years. This is like a recap. They're going to Galus now. We're recapping what led up to this. All these years of ignoring the Nevi'im and so on and doing all this Avodah Zarah. So even though, so in Pasuk Yitzhak it says, don't think Yehuda was so great, but Pasuk Chaf says that even though Yehuda did Averis too, but Vayimas Hashem b'chol Zer Yisrael, at the moment Hashem only was most in the Zer Yisrael, Vayahanem, and he oppressed them, Vayidnem b'yashayisim, and he gave them over into those who plunder them, Ad Asher Yishlichem upon him, until he totally threw them away from in front of him. And now we say, why? How did this begin? Ki kara Yisrael me'al Beis David. Klal Yisrael tore themselves away from Beis David. Vayamlichu es Yeravam ben Nevat. It all started with Yeravam ben Nevat. Vayada Yeravam es Yisrael. And Yeravam, he made Klal Yisrael stray. Me'achare Hashem. Ve'achtiyam chato gedoylo. Vayechu b'nei Yisrael b'chokat es Yeravam asher osa. And they continued always going in that way. Lo'yisorum imena. They never turned away from it. It was a kiyum of his nevuah. He sent them off to Asher Adayamazah, and they're still in Galus. So that is the end of the Aseres Hashvatim. Now all we have left in the entire Eretz Yisrael is Yehuda and Binyamin, Yerushalayim, and that small area over there. The rest is no one of Klal Yisrael left. As we'll see tomorrow, Melech Asher is going to inhabit the rest of Yisrael with Goyim, Kusim actually. This is the story of the Kusim, the famous Kusim. And as they're going to see, it's not such a picnic to live in Eretz Yisrael, even if you're a guy. Not only Jews are supposed to follow Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, and if not, to get thrown out. Hashem doesn't want Goyim there serving Avodah Zarah either. And he's going to teach them a lesson as well. But now basically we're done with Aseres Hashvatim, and we go back to, as if you look on the sheets, we're going to go back to Malchus Yehuda. There's still a number of kings left in Malchus Yehuda, many years left. Chizkiyo, 29 years, 55 Menashe, 2 Amun, 31 Yeshaya, another couple of years, so almost 100 years still left. Zidkiya, Yoyachin, till actually Chorban Habayis. But in all of that time, Aseres Hashvatim have long been gone, and as we know, have not. There might be a tkufa. We'll talk about it in a little bit later. There might be a tkufa. They came back for a little bit, but Pashas, they're gone in the Pashuk Shah and the Navi. They're gone for pretty much forever. Okay, we'll stop over here.